In August 2011, Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval and California Governor Jerry Brown said to Leo Drozdoff and John Laird, "Well, you are it," referring to the leadership role they were being asked to take on, the state's involvement in the Tahoe Regional Plan update. Leo Drozdoff, Nevada Department of Conservation Director, and John Laird, California Natural Resources Secretary, have made building a positive rapport between the states of Nevada and California a priority. "Their efforts have been to make the states a helpful, productive force in Tahoe," says Drozdoff in this interview. This is the first in a four-part conversation featured at TahoeProject.org.
Welcome to Tahoe Project. I'm your host, Michelle Sweeney. Our guests today are Leo Drozdoff, Director of the Nevada Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, and John Laird, California Secretary for Natural Resources. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure.
So, starting with some big picture question. At this time last year, in August of 2011, Governor Sandoval and Governor Brown looked to the two of you and said, "Well, you are it." And they were referring to your roles as leaders of the bi-state negotiation pertaining to the Tahoe Regional Plan update. You're the present-day inheritors of a rich tradition of negotiation between the states of Nevada and California on the Tahoe front. Starting really big here, what are your aspirations for your chapter in this history on behalf of the people of the states that you represent?
We just had a moment where neither one of us knew who should go first.
Sorry.
No, it's a great introduction to this conversation because I have a feeling in past times one would have rolled over another one way or another, and it's sort of where we've come. And the aspirations can best be explained by what we've been doing the last year. And we really reached out to each other because there had not been conversations between the states at a high level that had worked in recent years. And we were determined to do it. And I think if you look back a year ago, we had the commitment and the agreement to do that, but no assuredness that it would really lead to something. And that's in part what's happened in the last year.
I think that's right. I think that going into the summit last year, John and I had a number of productive conversations, but they were, as you put it, I mean, they're sort of big picture, aspirational. Both governors made it a priority last year to be at the summit and did sort of make it known that what their priorities were. So I think what we've done over the past year is want to build on what they wanted, which is, I don't even know if reignite is the right word, because I think the states have for so long just simply looked to TRPA to sort of make it all work, and it was unfair. And I think John and I decided that however long it's been too long, and that the states really need to speak for each other and speak to each other. And I know that we've both made it a priority to do just that. And I guess to just answer your question about where we want to go, I think that's where we want to go. I think we want to make sure that we are a helpful, productive force up here, not somebody to just sort of lets others outsource the work. We don't necessarily want to duplicate anything that anybody's doing, but we want to interject in a way that is positive and, frankly, only that the states can do.
Now, we just left a session of the Regional Plan Update Committee at the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency where you both introduced the result of this long negotiation between the states and among concerned parties about the regional plan update. And it was, my question to you is was the relief in the room palpable, or was it just me projecting that? Because it really was quite a moment to hear both of you in interaction with the local jurisdictions and the members of this committee come to a place with the California AG's office of agreement, at least at the high level, about we're on the right track for having a regional plan update that's going to be approved. I'd like to ask you for some of the highlights of that discussion. You just gave a presentation in that context, and you highlighted, as you've talked about here, the coming together of the states, the negotiation between various parties. What were some of the highlights of this process for you going into it?
So, not to make John have to do every question first, I think part of the highlight was that we were able to get the two states in the room, which certainly wasn't that big of a deal, but get all of these parties in the room. And we've kind of commented privately about this, John and I, which is it was funny to begin to watch some of the armor fall away or some of the tension fall away as people just kind of talked, as people sort of laid out what their concerns were and why they were like that, as opposed to having guess what those concerns are. And I think that was, you know, we could talk about the meat of what's in the agreement, but from a sort of big picture standpoint, I think that was sort of the most notable, because I think Tahoe, for as many resources and as beautiful as it is, has certainly developed a reputation for just intractable problems, and I think we were able to kind of delve into those problems and realize that, well, okay, maybe they're not problems. Maybe there's actually agreements to be had. And I think the fun part about the series of meetings that we had was watching our group correspond with each other and do so in a way that was productive and helpful, and makes, I think, both of us feel positive that there's at least a chance. There's a fighting chance that things can be different.
And you see, the thing is, to add to that, when people were dropping their armor, it's because they realized they could actually get something out of this. That it's not enough to just posture where, when there's these total disagreements, what people do. But when you start to say, how can we satisfy you and satisfy you and try to drive something that does that, people have to start to think about where their comfort zone is, what they can live with, and what that rhetoric that they used when they were madder can drive them to. Mm-hmm. And I think there was this fun moment when you felt like we were getting some momentum and we were moving to that in the discussions.
Now, both of you referenced today in that presentation how this for you is really an opening, not a closing, not we've done our job and now the states are going back to all of our busy schedules, but that each of you really sees this as a stepping off point. And John, you mentioned, I was writing down your words as you wrote, that this is the opening to discussion about investment in the right places, about bringing people together and upgrading protection of the lake. I'm wondering what that statement refers to in your mind, and then Leo, I'll ask you as well.
Well, in my mind, it's that our primary goal was to meet the objective that everybody talked about last year at the summit, which is to try to get a regional plan done by the end of this year. And that involves so many issues that are involved around Tahoe, but it doesn't involve all of them. And if it turns out there's some other things that might help break the logjam in conjunction with the plan, if people are working together and identify those needs on top of it, then that's something that could come out of this. And it's just another reason why these discussions are the beginning and not the end. And I think many times, and I know this as a former state legislator, when you're a state legislator, sometimes you have to guess what's in the interest of some area or region or thing you're trying to deal with. But if the people in the region come together and say, we can do this much by ourselves, but we need help with this extra step, then it, as a legislator, it was really exciting. I was like, okay, this is what I have to do. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but this is what I have to do. And I think there's a little of that in this process, and hoping that it reflects out to some of the legislators in a way that maybe they see where there's some opportunities in Tahoe for them to help.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. You know, for years, Tahoe has benefited greatly by a tremendous amount of sort of public investment, public dollars. And, you know, no mystery with where we are, where the two states are, where the federal government is. I certainly in the near term, that level of commitment is unlikely at best. And I think John's right. I think, you know, if you're going to sort of get sort of the win-wins that we're talking about, which is environmental benefit and that comes with sort of a private investment, you have to show that the system can work. And I think what I took from John's remarks today was, you know, if we can actually get to the point where momentum continues and good work gets done that does both environmental benefit and economic help, I think entities, whoever they are, public of all kinds, will look positively on that. Mm-hmm. Whereas perhaps they wouldn't be so excited if it was just going to go into a mix that would be continued fighting. And I think our challenge here is to feel good about what we did, sure, but not, you know, rest on any laurels, to recognize that for the four things to continue, it's going to require the states to stay motivated and stay involved and to, push and prod from time to time, but in a good means, in a good direction, which means that we will be looking to get environmental wins and highlight them, and economic wins and highlight them. And I think the only way, that's not going to happen by accident. That's only going to happen if we and plenty of other stakeholders stay involved. Mm-hmm.
This is the end of part one in the four-part conversation with Director Drozdoff and Secretary Laird. Thank you for listening at TahoeProject.org.